arriving at Southampton at 2:10. We sailed down the Solent just as the sun was setting. It was a glorious evening, with a smooth blue sea and the sun making a golden track which seemed to stretch from us to the fast-disappearing mainland. Ships with searchlights are all about us in the dim distance.
8 Oakwood Court, London, 5th of October, 1916. Dear Vera, the night of the day you left London, the Zeps dropped 4 bombs at Purley, somewhere up that hill where we walked one afternoon when I was still bad. A foolish woman came out into the road and therefore received some shrapnel in one eye from one of our own guns. The next piece of news is that on Monday after you left, a wild telegram from Tar announced that he was going to France. I met him in town, helped him with all his shopping, and you can imagine he needed some help. It was an awful business, as he didn't like most things, and occasionally he would take a sudden violent dislike to a most necessary article of clothing and refuse to have it, and then stayed the night at Brighton. He had leave until the 20th, and on that afternoon I got a wire from him to say that he was leaving Charing Cross at 7 o'clock that night. I went to see him off and met his father and aunt on the platform, but no Tar ever turned up, and I don't know whether he is in France or England, but probably the former. He is joining the 10th Battalion Rifle Brigade. I came here on Monday, and as there is no servant till tomorrow night, Mother and I do all the washing up at night, and I made scrambled eggs in my pyjamas this morning. I mean, while wearing my PJs. It is awfully decent in the new flat, only we are short of one person, and her name is Vera. But that is unavoidable. With outspread hands, one exclaims, "C'est la guerre, et que voulez-vous?"
Malta, 15th of October, 1916. Dear Edward, the chief disadvantages of Malta, as I can see already, though I like it ever so much better than I expected to, are 1, flies, 2, lack of water, 3, glare of the sun. The third disadvantage, of course, can easily be mitigated. I shall go into Valletta and get a pair of green glasses. And if this is not enough, I can always buy a solar topi. Just received my first mail since arriving here. Oh, the glory of the mail! I have got 9 letters in all. Only you give me any idea of how Victor went to France, which I am very astonished about. I had no idea his affairs were thus trembling on the brink. Promise me faithfully this one thing. If anything important happens to either you, Geoffrey, or Victor, will you cable me at once? For you have no idea what one feels here when one realizes it is October the 20th, and the last one heard of anyone was October the 9th. It gives me a queer feeling to read Geoffrey's letter, and remembering that out here, we are here today and gone tomorrow, to think that he has had time to die 1,000 deaths between then and today.
Dear Vera, you may or may not be interested to hear that I have done the unlucky thing and transferred to the 9th King's Royal Rifle Corps. I left England 6 days after you did. If there is anything in your superstition that it is unlucky to transfer, I am, in the words of the prophets, most decidedly for it. When we were in the line, we were not so very far north of where Roland was. I suppose it becomes boring after a time, but being so new, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It is not half so bad as one is always led to believe. We did not get any heavy shells until the last day, when a couple of 5.9s amused themselves at our expense for about half an hour, but without doing any damage. Whiz-bangs are perfectly harmless, as the trajectory is so flat that it is nearly impossible for them to land in a trench. The trenches are wonderfully clean, even in bad weather, and the dugouts very comfortable, though some people might dislike their earthy smell. Altogether, life out here is a welcome change from England. Of course, a show is a different business completely. I have come across nothing more gruesome than a few very dead Frenchmen in no man's land, so cannot give you very thrilling descriptions. The thing one appreciates in the life here, more than anything else, is the truly charming spirit of good fellowship and freedom from pettiness that prevails everywhere. Tar.
Dear Vera, our stunt was suddenly washed out at the 11th hour, and we're now settling a little further south. Our present billet is in some charming scenery, a village in a valley surrounded by wooded hills, with the many varied autumn tints on the trees. But our time here is limited, alas, and we shall go on in motor buses, so soon we shall be in war again. and I think we may see the town with the hanging figure from the church, which Edward knows so well.